At OptVia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The following audio contains the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OptVia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope these stories inspire you to continue your journey with or join OptVia, but please note they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with OptVia. Additionally, this audio may contain income or earning representations of some independent OptVia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OptVia is derived from successful sales efforts, which required hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. OptVia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to OptVia coaches in the US, Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent OptVia coaches operating in the US, please see the OptVia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of US coaches under the US compensation plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent OptVia coaches operating in the US under the US compensation plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the OptVia team.
All right, welcome tonight to our community time, our Habits of Health community time.
Yes, we are so excited to be sharing with you guys element 6 in our life book, Your Path to a Healthy Weight.
Yeah, I love this idea too, this idea of path, because I think so often we tend to look at getting healthy in a lot of different ways, but I think the word path's powerful. When you think about a path, paths don't really happen in nature accidentally, do they? They're created. A path is created with repetition. Maybe somebody went before with intentionality and created a path. And I just think that it speaks volumes to what we have in front of us here. We have a path to get to where we want to get to in life. This idea of health and what we're trying to create is possible, and we don't have to go it alone.
Absolutely. So let me start by introducing ourselves. My name is Chantel, and this is Dave Goff. We are independent certified OptVia coaches. We've been married for about 20 years and a little over 20 years, and we've been coaching for a little over 5 years. We have absolutely fallen in love with this community, and this element has been a game changer to our personal story.
Absolutely. And here's why. If you can see on the screen, we have quite the headshots there. Not the kind of headshots you always want. We saw this picture and
we had big heads.
We did. It was so funny that we looked at that and thought, oh my word, why didn't you say something, right? It's funny how you look at old pictures and think that. But I got to tell you, this path we're talking about tonight, this is our, what I like to call our before and now picture. It's not our before and after. After would imply that we arrived. Let me tell you, we never have arrived. We are on a continual pursuit of health. And I've lost 136 pounds. Chantel has lost 25. And listen, we've kept it off. And it's because of this community and what it speaks to us, what it teaches us to do. We found OptVia and we finally walked away from the constant yo-yo diet mentality we had for so long.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed to admit that in all the years previous when we would try to get healthy, we would actually see some success, but we never changed our habits along with that. And the one thing that we actually did do each time was we rewarded ourselves with food. Every time we made progress, I tell my clients, we are not dogs. We do not reward ourselves with treats. We get into this idea of a healthy lifestyle and it becomes part of our identity.
Yeah, I think too, it's interesting that we often look at weight loss or creating health as sort of a finish line. And honestly, that's the wrong way to look at it. It's more of an ongoing journey. It's something we embark on. And that approach, honestly, before this finish line approach was not serving us very well, but becoming a part of this community or this movement, it's fundamentally changed us in so many ways. Honestly, it was that idea of just the mindset, the circle, the dreams, all these abilities to kind of press into new things. That all changed when we became a part of this this community. And I think specifically, maybe you could drop this in the chat. What's the reason for you? What's the reason that you desire so much to get to a healthy weight? I know for us, we've discussed this in preparation for tonight, and it may be something about, like, we have a daughter. We want to be around for our daughter,
yeah,
right? We want to be around for grandkids, which is going to be a while from now. We want to be productive and active when we're there. We want to be at lower risk for disease. We want to avoid unnecessary medication. There's so many things, right? So hop in the chat and let us know what it is that you're trying to accomplish in your life, and get to be a not just a spectator on this call tonight, but become a participator and be involved in this call with us.
Yes. And in saying that, being a participator, I want to ask you guys a quick question. We want to take a poll. What do you say when, what do you say to people when they ask about your changes and your new health habits? Do you A, say, I'm dieting to lose weight? Or do you say, I am B, doing Optavia? Or do you say, C, I have a coach and I'm learning new habits to sustain long-term health? Yeah. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, those are three great questions, right? Because we come from different approaches with each. So either dieting, or I'm doing a program, or I'm learning new habits. So hop in there, let us know what you think, what you would say to that poll. Now, here's the fun thing. Tonight, we've got a great agenda, and we're going to be diving into a few different things. We've kind of got the trifecta tonight. Yeah. It's the mindset, it's the skill set, it's the action. And honestly, if we dig into mindset tonight, we're talking about understanding how creating a healthy weight is one of the first phases of lifelong transformation. From mindset, we press on to skill set, and it's about exploring the phases of weight management. And then we get into action, because honestly, a mindset and a skill set is nothing if you don't put it into action. And that's where we determine where we are, and we learn new habits to begin creating our healthy weight.
Love that. So let's take a quick look at our poll results of what you say when people ask about your changes in health habits. So let's see here. 6% say I'm dieting to lose weight. 22% say I'm doing Optavia. And 72% say I have a coach and I'm learning new habits to sustain long-term health. I love that.
Yeah, this is powerful. And I maybe just want to challenge you guys a little bit to think of the terminology you're using. I think a lot of times we don't even mean it when we say I'm on a diet. It's just sort of habit to say I'm on a diet. Right. But diet, the word itself, it may mean nutrition. It may mean what you eat. But really, it kind of brings our mind to the short-term process, right, to sort of fix an issue versus creating something better. And I think I love that last one, that I have a coach and I'm learning new habits to sustain long-term health. That's a much bigger picture.
Absolutely.
So I love this quote. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but we have quite the visionary leader.
I think they know.
I think they do. But I have to say, Dr. A has fundamentally changed our lives. And this quote to me speaks volumes, especially about what we're talking about tonight. And it simply says this: how do you create a healthy weight? The answer is really embedded in the question. You create a healthy weight. In fact, the creative process will be at the center of all the key aspects of our transformation. I think that that's a powerful thought. We get to create what we're a part of.
I love that. And I kind of thought that this was a fun slide to throw in here. And if you are a woman, you may can relate to my story, especially in the beginning. I probably had an unhealthy obsession with the scale and the number on that scale. In fact, I remember multiple times in my journey before I had a healthier mindset that my husband would have to hide that scale from me so that I didn't weigh every day. But here's this fun fact: a 200-pound person on earth will weigh 33 pounds on the moon. Guys, weight is merely a number,
yeah,
right?
Some of them are already like trying to call Elon and get on the next flight, right? We get that, but it is just a number.
That's true. Seriously though, weight is simply an indicator. There are other metrics we can use to determine a healthy weight for your body, and we're going to get to that tonight. But first, I want to introduce you to some people who are absolutely crushing it in their journey toward health and their path that they're creating. And in fact, I don't even want to tell you their story. I want them to tell it because I don't want to steal their thunder. Well, the amazing Brian and Vicky Martin, please come on and share your hearts with us. I know your story is going to inspire so many people tonight.
Good evening. We are so excited to be here. So I am Vicki Martin, and this is my husband, Brian.
Yep.
And so we have actually been like living a healthy lifestyle for 3 years.
Yeah.
So like so many other people, we have heard of, you know, doing so many diets. So like me as a female, I did everything under the sun. So previously I had done all the pills, all the shakes, all the plans, all the crazy things. And I am amazing at losing weight. And I am amazing at getting it back on. And so I'll never forget, I did a boot camp one time and like you had to pay $300. And if you lost 20 pounds in 8 weeks, you got your money back. So I did it and I got my money back and I went straight to the store and I bought donuts and pizza and soda and candy to celebrate. The same thing as Chantel said, like I was amazing at that. And so then Brian and I met and we were so happy and we gained even more weight and we decided to get married. And so, you know, all of a sudden it's like, I got to be in a wedding dress. Like, what are we going to do? And so we went to a gym. And we worked out like crazy and we counted our macros and we lost weight. We looked great. I'm really proud of how I looked on our wedding day. And then we went right back to our old habits. We couldn't keep up with it. We couldn't maintain it. And here we were sitting heavier than we were before. And I saw a friend post about Optavia and I called her and I said, what are you doing? I need to know. Actually, I didn't call her. She called me. And so from that moment on, everything changed. And what's interesting is we're talking about having a healthy mindset. And I came into this, I wasn't looking for health. I was looking for just like to lose some weight. And so it's taken me a couple of years to really learn what that healthy mindset is. But the one thing that's really changed for me is I used to say I wanted to like not live a very long life, but we're older parents. And so now my heart's desire is to be able to live a long life for our daughter and to be able to do it at the optimal health that Optavia has given us.
Yeah. I mean, and a little bit about my story. I mean, I looked at that gravitational pull of the earth against you and I saw that moon and I was like, oh man, because the earth's gravity was really pulling pretty hard on me. I'd gotten upwards past about 360 and like really couldn't even stand looking at myself, and over time dieting and trying all the things just like her, really had worked my way down, just never could quite figure out. And it was always about the habits. And the thing that I have really loved about since we've been on program, you know, like I lost 90 pounds and Vicki lost 50. And just like, we've been able to like, not only just keep it off, it's not about staying in the same place. Like John Maxwell says, you're either moving toward the best version of yourself or away from the best version of yourself. And I'm like, I want to be the best version of myself. So it resonates so much with me that this isn't just a static point in time. We're moving toward, toward longevity. And that's like, that's a word I never thought. I mean, like she was talking about like longevity. I didn't want that. But like the weight loss was just the tipping point, like the one thing, the catalyst to move us into this healthy weight, this healthy mindset. I mean, like who we are now mentally 3 years later is like night and day different. And now, and having that structural tension to create more health moving forward into optimization. And then I told my daughter, she's one, I said, I want to be 100 years old. She doesn't know that, but I want to live to 100. I don't know if I can. But you know what? I'm not going to do the things I used to do to pull me away from that.
So, I mean, that's been our story. And so much has changed for us through Optavia. Our heart is to see other people like have this amazing gift and for their minds to be transformed, not just their body. So Optavia is amazing. We encourage you to keep going. Even if right now you're struggling with that healthy mindset, keep pursuing that. Keep getting into your life book and seeing what that can truly mean for your life.
Yeah, unpacking that has been such a game changer, and like really working through those things in our minds has truly set us free. And that I had a t-shirt, I almost threw it away one time, that this is my freedom shirt, and I did not want to wear it ever, and now I can wear it freely and I'm like, we're truly free. And that is the most refreshing thing that we've ever experienced. So Dave and Chantel, thank you so much for having us on. We are just so blessed to be a part of this community. We love you guys and we love this program.
Well, let me just tell you, we are absolutely blessed that you shared your story, because I think all of us know what you're talking about. We get where you're coming from. And I bet you people all over resonated with your words tonight. You know, you talked a lot about mindset there. I got to tell you guys, one of the biggest things I encourage you to do is get rid of that phrase diet, because it just speaks to short term. It speaks to something not being permanent. So don't go on a diet. Instead, let's create something different, right? And we were, like we said, we were pros at dieting, right? We were pros at the short-term sprints, but it just didn't produce the results we wanted. It was honestly more of that emotional response. And I'll be honest, for myself, usually it triggered with some picture that I saw that I didn't really like, some position I was sitting in or something I was doing, maybe a comment somebody made, but it was usually me getting to a point of just saying, you know what? Oh my goodness, I got to do something about this. And what I learned about myself was I was approaching life more as a fixer, right? Like I would run from something or I would try to fix something. But a better way to go about this, I believe, is creating a solution. That's what Dr. A teaches us in this transformational system. It's that there's a big difference between fixing a problem and creating a solution. In fact, one is a patch, the other is a path. It's a fundamental shift. Right. And this is not just focusing on what we don't want in our lives, but rather what we do want. So I love the idea. I saw somebody share this recently on another one of these calls that talked about the word create. And I love some definitions. I looked these up, inspired by them. And I think the definition of create is really powerful in terms of what you can do with your life. Right. So to create, one definition is this: it's to bring into existence. How crazy is it that you have the power to bring something fresh and real and vibrant into existence? You've got that power. You are a creator. And another great definition of create is to cause something to happen as a result of one's actions. Listen, your actions will produce something. In fact, your actions are producing something. So shifting our mindset from running from things or fixing things to creating things will be the shift I think you're really looking for.
Yeah, so we want to do this. We want to jump into more of the skill set aspect of creating this path. You may see this chart, and I can remember as a young mom standing in the doctor's office looking at a chart similar to this and feeling intimidated, maybe even just a smidge judged. So don't tune us out if you're feeling judged tonight. In fact, you can see a chart like this on page 155 in your life book. But here's what we need to know. This chart is simple. It's just a gold standard of predicting a healthy weight. Whether or not it's perfect for everyone or not, it's probably not perfect. It's simply one tool that we can use to help determine a healthy weight as you create this path that you're on. There is some scientific evidence that you're at a lower risk for disease when you're at a proper range on this chart. That's it. That's all that this is about. It's just numbers. So no need to hold yourself to some impossible standard or to get into a comparison trap. We're just saying that there's some evidence that suggests that if we lower our BMI and get into that green range that you see on your screen, then there's a lower risk for disease. And I don't know who wouldn't want that. It's just a simple way to look at it. In fact, the orange is a little less risk there than the red. Of course, the green is a healthy range, and the blue, well, that's underweight, and that's on the other end of the spectrum. And being at a normal BMI is just one area that helps us determine how to lower our risk for disease.
Absolutely. And you know, there are multiple ways. Another way that we use, another tool that we can use that honestly, again, just determines a decreased risk for disease. Again, just to measure, it's our waist circumference, right? And there's scientific evidence that supports that the less adipose tissue you have around your midsection can actually lower our risk for disease. Like page 156 in your life book. By the way, if you don't have that out, get your book out. It is absolutely a powerful tool that's going to help you tonight. Page 156, a lot more detail about this. But this basically allows us to evaluate fat deposits around a lot of our organs. And I think a great way to start, if we're going to talk through a few of these details, as you see on the diagram, is that you want to stand up and place the tape measure around your middle, just above your hip bones, and make sure the tape is horizontal around your waist. and then keep the tape snug, but don't compress the skin. Listen, I get it, man. Another inch or two, yeah, that feels pretty good, but it's probably not the most accurate thing. So don't just pull it super tight. Measure your waist after you exhale. And so maybe you're saying, look, I don't even have a tape measure. I don't have a flexible one that I can do that with. You know what's great? Get a piece of yarn or a piece of cloth or something to measure yourself with, and then line it up on a tape measure. The point is, men, you want to be below 37 inches as a standard rule, women around 31 and a half or lower. And again, it's all just an indicator of that adipose tissue, and it's helping you understand a good starting point for yourself. Now, I will say, if you really want to get detailed, maybe you're getting into optimization and you want to take it even further. Honestly, a great, great thing to do would be to get your body comp taken, right? And you can do things like calipers, or maybe a bod pod. Some places have those, are awesome. One that a lot of places have is the in-body scan. It can give you tons of just great metrics to really dial in some things as you work with your coach, and you can honestly take your journey to a whole different level.
So I love this chart that you're seeing on the screen right now, because it helps you know where to start on this path to a healthy weight. So here's how you know it's time for you to move on. When your BMI is 25 or less, when your body fat for men, if it's 18% or less, women, if it's 25% or less, when your waist circumference, men, again, like Dave said, 37 or less, women, 31 and a half or less. If that's the case, guess what? You're ready for phase two. And that's about learning how to eat healthy for life, moving into other macro habits like eating and hydration. And then you get to move into phase three, which is all about optimization for your age and fitness level, lifestyle, sleep and stress reduction, adding in other habits of health, healthy motion, and other habits of health to support your optimization. And guys, then there's a phase four, which is all about exploring ultra health and learning how to potentially live a longer and healthier life. That's crazy exciting to think about. It's not just being in this weight loss phase forever, but it's about creating a long, healthy life. And honestly, I realize there's no way to guarantee that, but what we can do is lower the risk and potentially create a higher probability of a longer life in a healthier state. I can't answer that for you, but I know if that's an option that's on the table for me, I'm going to take it. Understanding these phases, they're going to help us move further down that path to the life that we truly desire.
Absolutely. So now we have another poll.
We do. So let's get into this and ask another question. We want your participation. What is your current phase in your healthy journey, like we've just been talking about?
Yeah, maybe for you, your phase is, you know, you haven't started your journey yet, or maybe a phase is, you know, you're in weight loss phase. Maybe another one is healthy weight is where you are currently, or maybe you're in phase three, which is optimization, or phase four, which is longevity. So which current phase are you in right now in your health journey? Take a moment, answer that poll, and we'll come back to the answers here in just a little bit.
But while we're waiting on that,
yeah, we're super excited about this.
We have another fun story for you.
Absolutely. Miss Laura Oates is going to come and share her heart. And listen, I want to tell you, when we're talking about which phase you're in, this lady has proven time and time and time again that she's able to get another gear and go to the next level and keep pursuing more. So Laura, take it away.
Hi guys. Thank you, Dave and Chantel. I am really excited to share this with you guys, because I'm very passionate about all that Optavia provides. And I want to specifically talk to those of you who maybe you have been a chronic 5-in-1er. Maybe you have been what we call 5-in-1 prison. I want to speak to those specifically, because that was me for a number of years. I'll back up a little bit. So I started with Optavia back in January of 2017, and I had just had babies back to back, and I had developed hypothyroidism, and I was miserable. I honestly couldn't make it through the day without a nap. I was exhausted. I was the heaviest I'd ever been, and I knew I needed a change. So I jumped on 5-in-1, and like we've all seen, it changed my life. I ended up losing 26 pounds, which my original goal, I didn't even set that high because I didn't think it was possible. And I fell in love with the 5-in-1. I'm not going to lie. I absolutely love the simplicity, the structure, the results, the energy, all of that. But after I got to a healthy weight, I was just so enamored with that place in my life. So I would go, I don't know if anybody can relate. So I would go on a weekend, eat kind of what I wanted. And then I would jump back on the 5-in-1 during the week because I loved it and go on vacation, same thing. And I was able to, you know, stay around the same weight. But it wasn't until really the last year and a half, I went through a lot of life changes. And, you know, obviously we hear, you know, are we creating optimal health? That's what Dr. A talks about over and over again. And it wasn't until really I had some changes in my life that I really started wondering, where do I want to be here in the next couple years? I went through a divorce. I found myself as a single mom of two little girls. And I started thinking, am I living an optimal life? Am I in optimal health? And the answer was no. And so I had to really take a hard look at, you know, where I wanted to be and really embrace really what Optavia is all about. So I want to say to those, I don't want to be harsh with this, but if you're just in 5-in-1 and you've already reached your healthy weight, it is time for that next phase. And so for me, I had to set that next goal and I created a vision for where I wanted to be. And the beautiful thing is that's going to look different for all of us. So for me, I decided really where I wanted, what I wanted to look like, what I wanted my fitness level to be. Some of us may want to run a marathon. Some of us may want to be a bodybuilder. You know, we can determine that. But really what I did is I started incrementally increasing my calories and trusting the process. I know that's a nerve-wracking place to be, and started hitting the gym really hard, lifting weights, started doing a lot more cardio and really pushing myself and challenging myself. And it was in this process that I feel like I started living again. And I'm really seeing firsthand what Dr. A means when he says, we are creating optimal health. It is a much bigger picture than the 5-in-1. And so anyone who's out there right now who you love the 5-in-1 and you think that's all there is, it gets so much better from here. So just trust the process, lean into your health coach, stay in the habits of health. It will give you a step-by-step guide and honestly set your dreams big. For me, I have some huge goals. I have seen incredible progress in a short amount of time, but it is exciting to me to think where I'm going to be here in the next year if I continue on my path, which I will, and keep leading into this process. So thank you, Dave and Chantel. Appreciate being able to share.
Well, I got to say, Laura, that's absolutely powerful. We've watched you and we've seen that happen again and again, and I know you're going to hit the next goal as well. So thanks for inspiring all of us tonight.
So we just want to jump in really quickly to one more poll. We want to ask you, not one more poll. We want to look at our results of that poll. Let me just tell you. So we asked, what was your current phase in your health journey? And 5% of you said, I haven't started my journey yet. 73% of you said that you're in phase one. 12% of you said that you're in phase two. 7% said phase three. That's and 2% said phase four, which is longevity.
That's fantastic. I think it does speak volumes that most of us are in that weight loss phase. And maybe it's the point we need to ask, are we there because we choose to be, or should we assess some things and decide it's time to move on? Right now, here's the fun part. This is exactly what we're going to do right now. And we've talked a lot of mindset and skill set, but let's get into action here. This is our current reality. And honestly, this is a powerful exercise for us because a lot of people don't want to talk about where they really are at the moment. I think sometimes it's easier to push that off and think about like what we would rather be, right? But if we know where we are now, we can set our intention. So I want to encourage you to specifically tonight, before you go to bed, get on page 160 of your life book and take this this little quiz to find out where your current phase is, what your BMI is, your waist circumference. Don't get all emotional about it. Just assess it so that you can determine it and move on to the next phase. And then finally, we jump into this idea too, and really press into page 162 of your life book, possibly even visit back to element 3 as you talk about how do you create what you want. But again, it's about getting that current reality, finding out really where you are and getting to your desired result of where you want to go, and learn to build some steps in between, because you're not just going to fall there. You're going to have to create the path to get there and lean into your team. They can help you do this. So again, page 162 of your life book, it's going to be a huge help for you moving forward.
Yeah. And if you look at page 163 of your life book, there's a powerful tool to help you determine where you are and create a path toward health, which is your next step. There are 3 key points to creating a healthy weight. So the first thing, you're going to focus on building or creating health, not fixing it with the patch, not running from something, but creating that path. Next, you're going to use structural tension. And if you need to revisit element 3 in your life book, that's totally okay. Revisit it. And then lastly, you're going to learn a series of new habits, which will create new behaviors. If we go back to old habits and old behaviors, we're going to get those same old results, right? And I'm certain that most, if not all of us, don't want that anymore. And we have to remember Absolutely. What we are really about, which is lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. So what action are you going to take? This isn't a poll. This is a question. So take the chat just for a moment. And maybe for you, it's like, you know, I want to evaluate my current reality and really get clear on that. Maybe you want to journal your mindset or start speaking about your journey in a powerful way. So take a moment, hop in the chat, and let's find out what you say about what action you're going to take as a result of this element. And now we're going to jump into another poll. This is our last one.
So yeah, let's take one step further with one final poll. Will you implement something you learned from tonight's community time? Will you say, yes, I definitely will. Yes, I probably will. Or no, I'm just not ready yet.
Yeah, super simple. Are you definitely going to do it? Probably going to do it? Or you're just not ready yet? Now, I will say this. We don't want you to miss anything, right? Because all these recordings are available on OptiVia's YouTube playlist. You can subscribe there, as well as to a podcast, which is so awesome that you can take that with you everywhere you go. And then, listen, you don't want to miss any of these things as they come up. So all you have to do tonight is text the word OptiVia 30 to 99000 to stay better informed and not miss any of these opportunities every week.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's get to these results to see what you're going to do tonight. Will you implement something you learned from tonight's community call?
80% said you definitely will.
That's awesome.
And 19% said, yes, I probably will. And 1% said, no, I'm just not ready yet.
Awesome. Hey, guys, that's exciting to think you're making those kinds of decisions. But be sure, next week, you want to come back and be a part as we jump into Element 7, which is all about creating a new and healthy world. It's going to be hosted by Dr. J.C. Dornick, independent certified OptiVia coach, and the man, the myth, the legend himself, Dr. A, is the special guest next week. He's going to be bringing it, and it's going to be awesome. He's the co-founder and independent certified OptiVia coach as well. Listen, you don't want to miss it. Be here. And thanks so much for joining us tonight. We hope you guys have a fantastic evening. Let's do this together.
Good night.
At OptiVia, our mission is to offer the world lifelong transformation, one healthy habit at a time. The prior audio contained the personal testimonials of independent coaches and clients within the OptiVia community. Their results are based on the unique experiences of their journey. We cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. We hope those stories inspire you to continue your journey with or to consider joining OptiVia. But please note that they have not been verified and your individual journey to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you speak with a healthcare provider in the US or a doctor in Singapore and Hong Kong prior to beginning your journey with OptiVia. Additionally, this audio may have contained income or earning representations of some independent OptiVia coaches. We cannot guarantee financial success. Success with OptiVia is derived from successful sales efforts. which required hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Optavia acknowledges that this audio may be accessible to Optavia coaches in the U.S., Hong Kong, and Singapore. For independent Optavia coaches operating in the U.S., please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of U.S. coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan. Please note that the Income Disclosure Statement only applies to independent Optavia coaches operating in the U.S. under the U.S. Compensation Plan and does not in any way constitute any representations as to actual or potential accrual of benefits for Hong Kong or Singapore coaches under the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.